We are the SDF Podcast, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff. This is Colton, we got Tom and Michael, and this is Josh hosting it. Woo!
Yeah, I'm first.
So welcome, everybody.
I am better than all of you.
That's a lot into my day.
Shut up, Colton. That's not true.
Shout out to Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
I missed 1 week.
You missed 1 week.
Well,
therefore,
you can never say you missed a podcast.
You're damaged
how
goods,
Colton.
You're damaged goods.
I went 13 weeks without missing one. That's something.
Well, to be fair, it was more like 17.
Yeah, it was
kinda.
Yeah.
Though I'm pretty sure Colton missed one of the ones we never aired before.
No, I was there.
No, I didn't.
I'm not so sure. But yeah, what? Welcome to the SDF Podcast.
I'm not planning on missing
it. Do you want to say it a bit slower now?
I can. So today we have Tom.
No.
Hello.
I'm first.
We have Colton Baby Wheeler.
Wait, come back to me. I have to think of something funny.
We have Michael.
What's up, everybody?
And I am Josh, and that intro was provided to you by Scott Pilgrim versus the World, a.k.a.
No,
one of the best movies ever made.
You did that yourself.
Up yours, Colton. No, up
my
yours.
My what?
And
what? Is that like
yours.
Is that some kind of reference to something?
Up yours?
Yeah.
No, it's just an insult.
It is.
I feel like we had a conversation.
We got a special podcast
before.
Today.
Wait, what?
What?
What is going on?
I don't even know. So, Tom, are we talking about this right now, or should we wait later? So I want to know.
Well, dude, no, now. That's great. Tease
let's
the people.
Let's
don't
do it
you?
Now, because I don't
now.
Have anything
let's
else
now.
To talk about.
All right. Well, before I talk about it, how was everyone's week?
It was alright. It was alright.
I don't know. You know.
I know Mike was ill.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick, so if you notice.
I was sick too.
You're gonna get me sick. Get out.
Shut up. Freaking diseases do not spread. If diseases could spread through microphones, we'd all be dead by now.
Yes, we would.
You know what kind of chat
rooms? We'd all have the black plague.
I know what kind of chat rooms you hang out in.
Oh, you know, I gotta be riding dirty all day every day.
Yeah.
But anyways, okay. So
shout out to Ice Cube.
You're an idiot.
Yeah,
that is not sung by Ice Cube.
No, it was
that's Chameleoner.
I remember.
Are you kidding?
Well, okay,
you
Tom. You know who sung freaking Riding Dirty, but you don't know who sung Today Was a Good Day. Okay.
Well to be
you're
fair.
You're terrible.
I don't know.
What? What, Colton? What? To be fair, what?
I don't know. I
yeah,
it.
Shut up, Colton.
He doesn't know.
Well, I mean yellow, right?
Anyways, I'm going to hurt you all one day. One day.
No, you're not, Josh.
Bring
you're
it.
Too skinny.
Okay, you come when you come here. We'll see what happens.
Let the man speak.
Yes, let's.
Wait.
So
speak
yeah,
about what?
You want to explain it first, Josh?
Michael,
what?
You will remain quiet for like the next 10 minutes. You will not say anything unless you are directed to say something. Do we have an agreement on this?
Suck my dick, bitch.
I'll take that as a yes, so you can shut your mouth now. We're gonna do a freaking STF podcast. Best of thingy majig award whatever's yay
award of the years
of 2012
yay
2012
yeah.
Yo
end of the world
well never
and
but yeah
can't
so
wait.
Tom you can kind of you know
explain
you want to talk yeah. about it
well essentially all we've done is set up categories and we're just gonna go through them and then we're on the last podcast of the year we're just decide between us what we think should win. So today's only nominations. We're not actually going to say who wins.
Yeah, tease it.
Yeah.
So
also,
go ahead and list down the
off.
Categories. Wait.
Sorry.
Okay, I mean, wait. Who? Which one of us is supposed to be doing that?
That'd be Tom.
That'd be
okay, Tommy boy, go ahead.
isn't that a movie?
Well, first one. What?
I don't know. I think I'm.
Isn't what a movie?
Tom
but speaking
boy.
Of movies, we're going to do best movie first.
All hey. Right.
Okay, so nominations, go.
Who starts first?
Just someone say. What
I'm,
would you
I'm going Wreck-It Ralph.
Avengers.
So wait, are we doing movies?
Yeah, best movies.
Wreck-It Ralph.
It is a movie. Tommy Boy is a movie. I knew it.
That came out this year.
That
wasn't released for this year.
Tommy Boy came out in 1995. But
we're a bit too late then, aren't we?
Yeah. Okay. So movies this year.
Yeah.
I nominate Avengers.
How many nominations can we have?
Well, we're just gonna go. Just say whatever. Just go through whatever.
Well,
I mean, there's some that I'd like to put up, but I don't know if many of you have seen it.
Which one? Name it.
Has anyone seen Looper?
Nope.
Well, I mean, if you think it belongs on the nominations, then...
Well, see, it's good, but I don't... Well, I'll write it down, but I mean, we're obviously going to put stuff off anyway, but it's... Other than that, I'm... Dark Knight, anyone?
Ted.
Yeah. No, not Ted.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, Ted.
Ted was okay. Ted was okay.
Put Ted on.
I want to say...
We'll cut down the list. But why didn't you like Ted?
I liked it. Yeah, what's wrong with it? But it's not the best movie. There are a lot better movies that came out this year.
Like?
Dark Knight Rises, Wreck-It Ralph, and Avengers. Those would probably be my top three. Yeah.
What is it? Dark Knight, Avengers, and Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
what about The Gray?
The Gray?
Wait, that came out this year or last year?
It came out January, didn't it?
I'll check.
Let me see.
It was early this year, I remember. But the Gray? I haven't seen that. Is that
The Gray good? Came out last year? No,
yeah,
it came out this year.
Yeah, it did come out this year. I put The Gray in there.
I haven't seen that. Is it any good?
Okay. Yeah, it is really good.
I guess IMDb just like dropped the ball because it tells me it's from 2011 when the freaking poster says January 2012.
I know, right?
We've got to sort of explain why we want these.
Well, Wreck-It Ralph, I mean, it doesn't need an explanation. It is hands down like one of the best movies Disney has made in a long time. That does not come from Pixar.
The only reason that I'm going to say that I cannot vote for this to be best movie is because it hasn't come... Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh.
It's because it hasn't come out.
Well, I mean...
Over here, it doesn't come out
until
next year.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. They have it next year.
Exactly. Well, we don't get it till February.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to do?
There's nothing you can do. That's the only reason why I can't agree.
Oh, I got another one. We could put The Amazing Spider-Man.
Eh.
I haven't seen it, but I haven't heard.
Okay, why have you seen this one now? Did not come out in Britain too?
No, I've never really been a fan of Spider-Man films.
I still think Ted should
no
be
comment.
Up there.
No.
Nah.
Not really.
What about Dredd?
Dredd, what was that?
Judge Dredd.
I didn't see that either.
I didn't watch it.
I want to put Sinister down, but I don't know if any of you saw that.
No, I didn't see that.
I know,
but
what?
I heard it was good.
Cabin in the Woods.
Very good. Good shout. But see, I'd say Sinister was better. Did you see it?
What about Men in Black 3?
No.
Did anyone?
I did not watch Sinister.
I would recommend you have to go and watch Sinister.
But the
thing is, though, I'm going to plan to try and watch most of these
before. I've seen Sinister. It's really good.
It is really good. Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, though, I'd either say Cabin in the Woods or Sinister, we'll put one of them down.
I mean, I personally cannot watch Sinister because it is a snuff film, so...
Snuff film?
Well, that's essentially what it is, a snuff film.
I mean, I've seen them both. I mean, I like them both, but I would say Sinister sticks out more for me.
We'll decide that one.
I'll put it down. I'll put them both down, but obviously...
What about Prometheus?
No. What the hell are you thinking?
Why?
I did like it, but...
It was okay.
I wouldn't say it was best film. It was good.
Let's see.
But then again, I'd put Skyfall down, but I don't think any of you have seen that.
Yeah, that's because
you have a boner for
James Bond.
I haven't seen it solely because I have not had the time to watch it, but I would not disagree with you from what I've seen in the ratings of Skyfall that it does deserve to be on it.
See, I think when we decide on the five, I think we all should really watch these before we vote together.
What about Safe?
What?
Is that the Jason Statham film?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
I've never watched it, so I can't say.
What about Wrath of the Titans?
No.
No.
Okay, Michael, can you stop choosing, like, crappy-ass movies?
What about Tommy Boy?
Because really, it's like your... movies this year.
It's been 95.
What about The Lorax that came out?
No.
I mean, I love Danny DeVito and everything, but no.
What about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
That's show.
Let's leave that for let's leave that.
How
for
about
that didn't even come out this year.
How about Ford Under Dawn?
That is an internet show.
But it's coming out.
Wait, but that isn't no. that. Isn't that considered?
I would say. I would say that mostly for movie, we're basing it on a theater release.
Okay.
Yeah. What about Contraband?
No.
What about the Angry Video Game Nerd movie?
But that
because
doesn't come out to
that
next year.
No, that came out this year.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
But it didn't come out as a wide release. It only came out as
you
a
expect.
Local.
You expect a movie that is based on an internet TV show about a guy who screams at 8-bit and 16-bit video games to be in a major release. It came out in freaking Pennsylvania not too long ago. That's enough for me.
What about Lawless?
What?
I haven't seen that one, but I heard it was okay.
It was good.
Yeah.
I'm just
What about Act of Valor?
What?
Act of Valor. It's a movie about the Navy SEALs.
Oh, yeah, I know. I haven't seen that, though, but... The Hunger Games?
No.
I mean...
It was a good movie, but...
I'm not gonna say anything about The Hunger Games, because I never watched it.
I enjoyed
I'm not gonna say anything.
I enjoyed the book much more.
What about Safe House?
I enjoyed
the... Denzel Washington?
I enjoyed the book much more.
I thought books were for nerds.
Well,
yeah, that's what I thought.
They are, but...
Colin.
Audiobooks.
Audiobooks.
Well, Colin's a nerd. Colin's a nerd.
Colin's a nerd. Go back to 50 Shades of Grey.
How many do we have so far, Tom?
2, 4, 6, 8. We've got 11 down.
What
about 21 Drunk Street?
No, I hated that film.
Okay, let's just take the 11 we have now and, like, reduce them to 5.
We've got too many.
More.
We've got more than too many.
What about The Dictator?
No. Stop listing bad movies.
So you're going to tell me Madagascar and Ice Age
yes.
are bad movies?
Wait, are we referring to, like, the first Madagascar?
Madagascar 3.
The third one is...
What about Abraham Lincoln... Vampire Hunter.
You know, it was cool as a trailer, but whatever.
What about the Lincoln movie?
What about the Wii
though?
U?
No.
We do not talk about the Wii U on this podcast.
What about Brave?
Brave?
I
was surprised by that.
Wreck-It Ralph was better than Brave.
We're putting Brave on there.
Wreck-It Ralph was clearly better.
Wreck-It Ralph was
better. To be fair, as soon as I put Brave on there, it's just going to go off. But none of you have seen Argo, have you?
Argo? Okay. I watched it. I liked it, actually.
I thought it was really good, yeah. But
what about the one Jake Gyllenhaal just did, End of
Watch?
Wait,
doesn't Argo have that Affleck duck in it?
Affleck? Oh, Ben Affleck. Yes, it has Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Affleck duck? What?
I don't know if you have it in Britain, but we have a commercial for, like, some sort of, like,
Affleck
I think it's like...
It's
athlete's
insurance.
Or something? What's it
it's
for?
It's insurance, I think.
Oh, it's insurance?
Insurance
called
insurance,
Affleck,
basically.
And, like, the commercial is generally just a duck that just keeps on saying, Affleck, over and over again for no reason.
That means nothing to me, then.
It doesn't mean anything to me.
Okay.
All right, so let's just cut down the list now. All
right, so
how
far
many
on the
are
list,
we gonna do? Nominations.
We need
five?
We need to cut it down to 5.
Okay.
Okay, I've got Wreck-It Ralph, Avengers, Looper, Ted.
Take
Ted
off right now.
Amazing Spider-Man.
No,
Sinister,
keep Ted there.
Cabin in the Woods, and Skyfall.
Wait, when did someone shout out The Dark Knight?
Dark Knight
that
Rises.
That was Colton.
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
We've got to cut it down to 5.
Take Ted off and take the Gray off.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Okay, we're doing this. We're doing this democratically. Who wants to take Ted off the list?
I don't think we should do it.
Yes.
I think out of the list, that's probably one of the better ones that are on there.
Okay, so Michael, we keep Ted on for now. Okay. All right.
For now.
Who wants to take off Wreck-It Ralph off the list?
No.
Well,
I would only
seen
say
it
to take that
yet.
Off because it's not so, Ivan. It's not
but that's
out.
That's not fair for everyone else who's already watched
it. I haven't seen it yet either, so I think it should go off for now.
You shouldn't. That doesn't count because you just don't take the time to watch it.
I could just watch it illegally when I want to.
Okay, I'll leave it on there. I'll leave it on there for now. But I think. Take the gray off.
Yes.
I'll agree with the gray.
Yeah, let's take the gray off.
Take the gray off. Amazing Spider-Man, I'll take off.
Take it off.
Yeah, I'll take that off too.
I'm sorry, Spidey.
Looper, I'll take off because none of you have seen it.
Well, I've seen it and it's all right, but yeah, take it off.
Well, don't take it off. Don't take it off if it's if there's a movie worse than it. You know what I mean?
Well, no. I mean, but the thing is, though, there are better movies than Looper that are on that list. I think.
Okay.
Hey, are we gonna make a poll about this later?
We may. We'll do.
We'll decide
for now,
that later.
For now,
I would say either Sinister or Cabin in the Woods.
I say Cabin in the Woods.
I say Sinister.
I say Sinister.
Colton, what's your opinion on it?
I haven't seen either of them. So
I guess. I guess we're going with Sinister then.
No, I said Sinister should stay.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Sinister is the one that's going to stay.
Yeah.
So we can Cabin in the Woods.
To be fair, as much as I love Cabin in the Woods, I still think Sinister was that.
Yeah, I think Sinister was a lot more scarier than.
Okay, we got one more to cut off.
Do we? How many movies do we have now?
We've either got Wreck-It Ralph, Avengers, Ted, Dark Knight Rises, Sinister, or Skyfall.
I say take out Skyfall because nobody here has probably watched it, except for Tom.
But that's just unfair, though. It's not. Yeah. Skyfall is generally a good movie that I want to watch.
Yeah, but we can't have too many action movies and no comedies or dramas.
What?
Or
wait,
all
whoa,
that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Why?
Whoa.
Well, that doesn't matter as long as it's like the best film.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
True. You see all those shooters on freaking the VGA's awards for best game, but you don't see them cutting any of them off.
That's true. Okay, how many we have left, Tom?
Six.
Take off Ted.
Six? No, I don't think
take
you
off
take
Ted.
Off
Ted. I'm going for take off on. Ted. Tom, what's your opinion on it?
Yeah, I'll take off Ted.
Okay. Aww. Ted's off.
Okay, so nominations for best movie are Wreck-It Ralph, Avengers, Dark Knight Rises, Sinister, and Skyfall.
I like the roundup.
In the next couple of weeks, we have to watch all of those.
Wait, so I
will make it my mission
which
to watch Skyfall.
I will make it my mission to watch Skyfall.
I'll go through him at the end, Colin, don't worry.
All right.
Okay, let's move on to...
Let's save Game of the Year for last.
I've seen Dark Knight Rises.
Well, wait to announce it.
Shall we go to...
I've seen Dark Knight Rises four times
at
this point.
Okay. See, this is the problem I'm going to have. What is our qualifications for getting something on Best TV Show? Does it have to have started this year?
Or
does it
no, it just has to be like a good TV show of this year.
It had to be. It had
No.
Are you saying does it have to?
What he's saying is if it's something that started. No, I say it's something that's had a series or a season in this year.
Okay.
I got one.
I
only got one. Sons of Anarchy.
My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
Season 3.
Ah, I knew he was going to put that one
on,
Josh.
I'll put that on there.
Sons of Anarchy.
I'm saying Breaking Bad.
The Walking Dead.
I don't watch much TV.
Let me see. What else?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a lot less like...
Always Sunny.
Do any of you watch Key and Peele?
No.
Sorry, I like to watch quality television.
Oh, that's just nice.
Let's see. what else is Law and Order SVU?
Is that still going?
Yeah, it's still going.
Yeah, I put that on there.
Okay. Yeah.
What Law
and
Order? What was the first one you said, Marco?
Sons of Anarchy.
I'll put it on there.
I'm guaranteeing that's not gonna win.
Shut up, Joshua.
I've never heard of it.
What about American Horror Stories of Asylum?
Never heard of it.
Has anyone watched that in this podcast? Okay, we're not putting that on there in general.
What?
If no
How
one's
many do we
Mike,
have
if you,
now?
If you, wait, what? How many do we
How
have
many
so far?
How many do we have now?
Six. But we can go. We can just try and think of it.
Let's just
more.
Keep filling it up, and then we'll decide who takes it out.
All right, sure, but I'm telling you, we're not putting that on the top five.
Shut up. What else?
I'm trying to think, because I'm trying to think what I've watched recently.
What about Always Sunny?
We said Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah, it's all on there. Jersey Shore?
No, screw
no.
You,
wait, no. I refuse to allow Jersey Shore.
I'm joking.
Don't joke about that. That's not a joke.
Did you say always?
Nope, any of you watch Fringe?
No, I don't watch that show.
I need to get caught up on that. But yes, put that on there.
Because this is last series, season.
Yeah. Let's see. No, I don't have anything. Let me see. I'm trying to think of good shows. What about The Office, the U.S. version?
No.
No.
Otherwise, the U.K. one's better.
See, this is why I have to agree with Colton on this one, that I don't know too many TV shows because I hate television. So this is kind of a hard one for me to, like, actually give nominations to.
Let me see.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking, like, because it's... I'm trying to think of shows that... you guys would have seen, because I mean, I could say stuff that's like just British ones, but
okay. See, that's gonna be a problem. Well, I mean, exactly. if it's good British television, that is.
Hey, what about Dexter?
Wait, dude. Doctor Who?
No, screw you, hippie.
I didn't think the season was very good, but.
All right, then don't even put it.
Don't worry.
Hey, oh crap! We already finished with a movie, but I forgot.
Modern Family.
Modern Family? I haven't watched that show.
What?
What is wrong with you people?
No.
I just told you I don't like television.
I say add Modern Family to that.
Add it either way, though, because we need to fill it up.
Yeah,
I'm
behind
on
everything, but
Dexter.
I do watch it.
Did you guys watch Dexter?
No.
No.
No? All right.
I've got eight there, so we can cut that down.
Okay, let's go. Let's start the cutting process.
Okay.
What
I'm happy to cut Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. I'm gonna go not for
that.
I'm happy to cut Law and Order as well.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
All the shows I suggest are gone.
Exactly.
Because no one
cares
about
them
anymore.
Well, actually, no, not really.
Michael, okay. Microphone, back away from it.
All right,
I
we've
am
got to cut
back
one
away
more.
From it.
What do we got?
My Little Pony. Breaking Bad, Walking Dead, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Fringe, and Modern Family.
I say take out Fringe.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is, so I'm just gonna go for that.
It's a good show, but
it's a very good show. I think you might like it, Josh. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're gonna have to like. Well, if you're gonna keep Fringe.
Oh, no, I won't keep it. The only reason is I haven't seen the massive end of the because I know this is the last season, so
okay.
I haven't seen like the big.
Well,
yet, so.
Would you say that Fringe is better than Modern Family?
No.
I probably wouldn't because I mean, Modern Family I think is hilarious.
Okay,
like,
well, then I guess you
probably
can keep... Then I take
well
off
made. Made. Yep, okay, it's out. Okay, so we've got those five there. I'll go through them at
the
end.
What's the five
obviously.
Again?
Okay.
I'll
so
go through them at the end. Don't worry, Michael.
Next one.
Is downloadable games?
Nope. Best internet video.
Oh, that's obvious. Red versus
that's
Blue.
That's not a video.
Well, internet... Video. No. We need... A specific video.
Achievement Hunter.
Specific videos.
Okay, Achievement Hunter, Let's Play Minecraft.
Achievement Hunter
2.
Is not a video.
I'm saying a video. Achievement Hunter, Let's Play Minecraft Episode 2.
What happened
I say,
to that?
The Tower of Pentacles.
Red vs. Blue Season 10 finale.
No.
Wait. Hold on.
Michael keeps talking over me.
Red
vs. Blue Season 10 season finale.
You know, I'm going to go with him on that one, just because I have to go with him on that one, personally.
I haven't seen it.
What was that, episode 22?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah, Red vs. Blue, season 10, episode 22. I'm going to have to go with that one.
What about,
But I'd say that's more... Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style, put it...
No, don't
shut
put
up.
It.
It's already there. Gangnam
How about,
Style.
How about, Friday?
It's on there.
Friday?
That was...
That came out last year.
Yeah.
No.
What about the Thanksgiving song? What about Train Simulator? That Train Simulator.
Train Simulator, bitch!
I don't know what that is.
I'm gonna go for,
Did anyone see that video of the ghost girl in the lift?
No.
No.
It's like a
Brazilian.
Yeah, I saw that,
show.
But... Yeah.
I'm gonna go for, Super Best Friends Brawl, Anarchy Reigns.
Nobody's seen that, Josh.
Well, I mean...
What about the hippo gets diarrhea?
Put that down.
I don't even know if it was this year. I'm going to
look, who cares?
If I get explosive diarrhea. No, it was 2 years ago. Oh, there was one though from 8 months ago.
Yeah, then put the 8 months ago one.
No, I'm not going to put a hippo.
Let's see. There's this guy, I don't know if you guys saw him, he's called Tuxedo Mod. He made the Achievement Hunter, animations of the Minecraft Let's Plays. I put episode one right there.
Hold on.
The what? I haven't got a clue what he's on about.
Yeah, episode one of Achievement Hunter animated Let's Plays.
I'm searching something. Hold on. Search something. Search
something. I'm trying to think, because I can't remember what I've watched this year.
I think I might have one. Just give me a second to, like, verify that this came out this year.
Well, does it really have to be from this year?
Cause it does always have to be from this year.
They can always re-upload it, and it could be from this year.
No, it has to be this year. It cannot be from... Damn it, it was not released this year. Fuck.
What was it?
I was going for Polka Awesome.
What about Tom and Colton Play Borderlands Episode 1?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. How about the Slender video that Tom made?
No.
No. No.
No.
No.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go for... But no one's watched it, so it doesn't even matter.
Which one?
I was going to go for Tome Episode 5.
Nobody's watched it.
And that's why I'm pissed. Because that was actually a generally good episode of Tome.
What about the, was it this year? I think so. I don't remember. Oh, well, forget it.
See,
how many do we have?
Oh, see, we should remember to, like, put in the link dump, like, everything we're talking about in terms of
stuff
we're listing down.
This is gonna be a long editing process.
This is gonna be a very, very big link dump. The biggest dump ever.
The thing is, though, because there's channels that I watch that I don't think any of you guys would have seen, but some of the videos on certain channels I watch are actually hilarious, but...
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you've seen, like, the history of our channel, what I've been watching, but... because I watch quite a lot of, I don't know if any of you have heard of Yogscast.
Nope.
See, that's it, then.
Okay, Tom, but so far, how many nominations do we have?
Two.
Seriously?
Yeah.
How do we only have two? We listed off a bunch.
Yeah, but none of you were saying that these are definitely ones to go on there, because...
Well, which ones do we have?
I told you to put the one I said.
Which one did you say?
I said the Achievement Hunter Let's Play Animations, Episode 1. No, Episode 2.
How about this video? This is my nomination.
Which is?
You just put it on the link, though.
Wait, but Tom, seriously, what do we have on the that we
I've
only have
got,
two?
So far, I've got RVB Episode 22 and Gangnam Style.
Oh, so Gangnam Style's there. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
But, dude, come on. There had to be more. We said a whole bunch.
I want to put one down. I don't think any of you
Which
have
one?
Seen it, but I want
to... Well, link it. Yeah. Make
put
sure
it
to link
down,
it.
Then.
I will link it. It's Yogscast one where they played Gary's mod doing Ghost Hunters, which obviously.
Hey, what about Dragon Ball Abridged, Josh?
No.
No.
It's not that it was bad or anything. Just no.
What about Yu-Gi-Oh Abridged?
Once again, no. Just it wasn't bad. Once again, wasn't bad. Or wait, did that come out this year?
What?
give me a second.
I love when people
just
get.
This
like...
is just me. This is just me going off, asking myself. Did this come
yeah.
out?
Yes,
it did.
There.
I am nominating Meet the Pyro for this.
Was it?
Yeah, it did come out this year. Meet the Pyro.
Okay.
If you believe in magic.
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. I am nominating that.
It's in there. I'll put it down.
Good. Good. Okay. What else? Do we need?
I've got five now.
What about the Rise trailer from Assassin's Creed 3?
That's more of a trailer, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was an online video before.
But
anything.
Was it released at first as an online video? Did it not come out in a convention?
No,
like?
It didn't. It only came out online by Ubisoft.
Ubisoft.
It's the Rise. You guys seen the Rise trailer? The one where the eagle flies down through the battlefield and Connor comes out, rides a horse, and kills the general.
Spoiler.
No.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler.
Spoiler though. Anyways,
What about?
Go for it.
Oh no, sorry, it's gone. I'm thinking. I had it. It was there.
If we're going for best internet video, we should be nominating. We definitely should be nominating one of the Forward Unto Dawn's dings.
Oh yeah, I almost forgot about that. Forward Unto Dawn.
So which episode do you guys want to nominate?
Should we nominate that for?
Well, Colin doesn't even know the episodes.
Should we?
Like the whole thing in general. Do we want to nominate the whole Forward Unto Dawn in general?
I would say you have to do a certain part, but.
Okay. Well, who wants to do a separate episode of Forward Unto Dawn, and who wants to do the full thing in general?
Well, see, the thing is, though,
I say do the full thing.
I know, because then you'll have to do RVB Season 10 as a whole thing.
Okay, that's true. Okay, yeah. So only one episode of Forward Unto Dawn.
I say episode 4.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Which one do you want?
I didn't watch it in episodes. I watched the whole thing.
So. I will watch it, and if you just tell me what you think the best one is, and then...
Okay, well, Colin, what was your favorite part of the whole Forward Unto Dawn, then? Because then I can tell you which episode.
The whole thing. I mean...
Well, what was your favorite, scene? What was your favorite scene? Because I'll go off that.
Is it the ones where the elites come in?
Yeah, probably somewhere around there.
Okay, so we're going to go for Forward Unto Dawn, episode 4.
Yeah, I knew it. Is that when the Master Chief comes out, too?
Yeah, that's the first episode you see the Master Chief, technically.
Yeah, my vote is on episode 4.
Okay, so how many do we have now, Tom?
I nominate this video.
Unless Colin, did you have
one? The video
one?
That I just put in the chat.
Well, say it, because the people aren't going to know.
It's YOLO.
It's just called YOLO.
No. I liked the slow-mo
guys. Yeah, I'm saying no
to
this.
The slow-mo guys one with the rubber bands and the watermelon.
Oh, yeah.
That was quite good.
Is that just... Why are you promoting your own videos?
Twat. Okay. I've got down 6. Okay, let's cross off 1.
Okay,
so
what,
which ones do we have?
Read off what's there.
Okay, you've got RVB episode 22, season 10. Gangnam Style. The Achievement Hunter Let's Play is Animation episode 2. Meet the Pyro, Forward Unto Dawn episode 4, and I've put down Yogscast Ghost Hunters, which you lot need to watch.
I'm going for Let's Play to get be the one.
No,
that
I think Gundam Style should go.
No, not
I'll
even.
I'll say Let's Play.
Aww.
Colin?
All right, let's do Let's Play.
Why? Colin? That was a good video.
Because, I mean, it was an okay video. I mean, it wasn't.
Wait, which video are we talking about?
Let's Play Minecraft episode 2 from Achievement Hunter.
No.
You mean the animation?
Yeah.
Wait.
Were you talking the animation?
I didn't say the animation. I said the actual video.
No,
Colin said
the animation.
I'd say whatever.
The animation should go.
Either of them, they're going off.
The regular video should be on.
Well, they're both
off. Well, take off the animation.
The animation is off. That's the only one we had on the list.
We're down
to 5 now.
All right.
Okay,
all
so
right.
There
the
we
next?
Are. Okay, so let's go to the next category then.
Next category, best downloadable game.
Yes,
and this isn't DLC. This is full games that can be downloaded, like just download.
Through the internet, through Xbox Live Arcade, PSNs, whatever they call it, their store.
Okay, we actually do need to think about this because there is so many.
I already have Minecraft for the Xbox account.
Yes.
Okay. Well, immediately put that on there.
Put Minecraft there
and Trials Evolution.
And Trials also.
As much as I don't feel that Minecraft should be on this, but whatever.
You can't argue that it's a good game.
Because it came out already.
Huh?
No, I'm not arguing it's a bad game.
Yeah, but I'm putting the Xbox edition anyway, so.
Which is generally the same
but
game
it's
as
different.
Minecraft.
It's still,
shut
still
up,
there.
Joshua. Nobody cares about you.
I want to put The Walking Dead on
there.
I want to put Analog A Hate Story.
Slender. Let me see.
You want to put what? Sorry. Wait.
Analog, a hate story. And if you want to, you can like play the trial version. I can on the Xbox. Mac or PC.
Slender.
Okay. I'm gonna put Slender down. Yeah.
Slender.
Slender wasn't even a downloadable game.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
It was.
Yes. How did you play it?
I didn't play it at all.
Because you're stupid.
Couldn't sleep with us. Nightlight.
Yeah, you made me play it.
I was trying to play it, but
then you got a video with a bunch of bees.
I was trying to play it, but my computer couldn't handle that and record at the same time.
What else? Play it in a pop-out window, like in a smaller one.
I might try it. Right, so I didn't mess with
what else?
I gave up. I record all my videos at like 11 at night, so I'm already tired and ready to go to the bed.
I don't know.
That's all I got.
I'm trying to think. Is that it?
Did the Grand Theft Auto 4
that's DLC.
Stars from Liberty City.
That's DLC.
Yes, technically, no. Yes, it is.
That's DLC. That's
there. That came is not, out as its it own full game afterwards.
It is not DLC. A separate game, though. It is.
It's
part
still
of
an add-on
Red
to the original game.
Oh, all right then. I got nothing else. Actually.
Does anyone else have any other nominations?
Oh wait, Resident Evil 4.
That's
Evil
not
4,
hey, a DLC.
To be fair, Resident Evil 4 HD, I don't know whether they give that to him.
No, that is not DLC. That is not a that does not count.
Yes, it does. It's a downloadable game.
So is Halo Reach.
Tom, do you wish
Halo
to count
Reach is a downloadable Resident game now?
Halo Reach is not a down.
No, yeah. But you could only
you can download
on the Xbox. You can only get it as a downloadable game.
Well, on Resident Evil 4, you can get it as a downloadable game, but you can also buy it on the GameCube or the PS2 or even the PS3 if you want. So that shouldn't count.
No, it doesn't.
Tom, should that count?
No, yeah.
It should not count. It should not count.
Okay, so how many do we have so far?
Well, we're up to 5 at the moment, but I'm just trying to think if there's anything else that we've missed. Because I actually cannot remember.
I really don't think so, because everything I can honestly remember, any downloadable games I can remember from this year were named.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Okay, well, if I leave it at then 5... And then we
yeah,
think
let's
of
leave it there.
We can...
Yes, analogs on the list.
All right, now to go to the category we've all been waiting for.
Is it the cat? Is this the last category?
Yeah. Then we're up.
Wow.
Then we've done a 5. Yeah, we went through them quite quickly.
Yeah.
All right. I already know what I'm gonna say. Mass Effect 3.
No.
Assassin's
no.
Creed 3.
Wait. Slow down. I'm not that fast at writing.
Yeah. Halo 4. I guess. There wasn't really that many games I was impressed with this year.
No, I wasn't. Have you played that?
I played a...
What, Sleeping Dogs?
I played a bit of it.
I've seen people play it. I think it's cool.
I'll put it down. But
how about Lollipop Chainsaw?
You tried to vote that as worst.
Yeah, really?
We started.
Okay. Story time. Before we started the podcast, we were talking about what categories we wanted for this. When we decided on possibly a worst game as one of the categories for this, I asked Michael, do you have an example of a bad game this year? He puts down Lollipop Chainsaw, and I wanted to smack him if he was right here.
Just that good.
But while Lollipop Chainsaw isn't like as much as I love Tara Strong,
forget that. Dishonored.
Yes.
Did you even play that?
I
saw people.
I've been watching your
I played it, and honestly, I don't know. I wouldn't. I mean, I'll write it down, but it's. I don't really think. I mean, it was good. It was good. Don't get me wrong.
Did Red Dead Redemption come out in 2012?
No.
It came out like
2010.
stupid.
Super Mario Brothers. First one.
Wait, what?
For the NES.
Which one? For the Wii?
Shut the hell up, Colton.
Oh.
How about, what's
Legend
it called?
Of
Hitman Absolution.
For the NES also. These are quality games.
I'm going to kill you. They are quality games, but they were not made this year. But they were not made this year.
Nah, oh well.
Oh god.
Did you get that last one, Tom?
No, I didn't hear what you said.
Resident Evil 6.
Yeah, I'll put that on. Really? You want to put that
on? I'll put it on there. It was quite good. FIFA 13.
What else?
No.
Shut up. No. Nobody played that game.
It's on the list.
No. Those sports games.
It's on the list.
It's on the list, but it's not going to make it.
Yeah, I know, but I just wanted to be on the list.
Ever going football games?
No.
Shut the hell up.
If anyone wants European football.
All right.
You don't even know.
What else?
Anyone else got a game they'd like to recommend?
Did we put Dishonored?
I put Dishonored down there. I'll also put for the massive...
What about Hitman
for the,
Absolution?
I'll put for the, like, majority of people, of the public, I'll put Call of Duty down, but...
It's not winning.
For the people.
For the
Call
people.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2?
Have any of you played Far Cry 3?
Nope, but I've seen people play it, and it's really good.
You've got to play some games before you...
Yeah, Michael, all you've been saying is like, oh, this is a good game, I saw it played.
Joshua, I can't afford all the games in the freaking world.
I understand that, but don't start like asking for things to be nominated when they did not come, when you have not actually tried it.
What about Hitman Absolution?
Did you play that?
Scruffy actually disagrees with you.
There he goes. Yeah, he's like, nope.
Is that me? Mom and Dad at home?
I don't hear anything, but whatever.
Anyway, how many do we have so far, Tom?
Oh, God. Do you want to put Hitman on there?
Yeah, put Hitman on there.
I don't know if this counts. You can tell me it doesn't count if you want. I will understand that. But Tekken Tag Tournament 2. Okay, it came out on systems in 2012, but it came out in arcade in 2011. Does it count?
I would say, because this is mostly a system-based thing, then yeah, so...
Okay, I'm going to put Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
Okay.
And I have played it, unlike some people.
Okay, has anyone else got anything?
Was there a Nintendogs game that came out this year? No.
Pokemon Black, too.
No.
Nintendogs is a quality game.
Just put it on there just to piss them off.
Labrador and Friends? Man, forget about it.
Jesus. It's your Saturday night sorted. Okay, I'll go through the list of what I've got. Okay. I've got Mass Effect 3, Assassin's Creed 3, Halo 4, Sleeping Dogs, Black Ops 2, Dishonored, Resident Evil 6, FIFA 13, Hitman Absolution, Tekken Tag 2, and Far Cry 3.
Okay, first off the bat, take out FIFA.
Oh, God, you got such buzzkills. Because of that, I'm taking out. I'll take off Hitman. Yeah, I'll also take off Sleeping Dogs. No, actually, I'm going to take off Dishonored.
Really? I thought you really loved that game.
No. Didn't you notice why the Let's Play stopped?
Because you stopped playing it.
Yeah.
All right. What's next? I say take out Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah, I'm thinking Tekken Tag 2.
Yeah, that.
I'm sorry, Josh, but that's what I'm thinking.
How many do we have left to take off?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We've got 7 left.
So we got to take off 2 more.
You people are assholes.
Once again.
But I'll take off Sleeping Dogs. Sleeping Dogs off.
Colin has no objection.
Okay.
Take off
Mass Effect
3.
Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh,
Halo
Take
Call
off Call of
Duty. Resident Evil 6 or Far Cry.
Yeah, take off Call
take
of
off,
Duty.
Wait, how many do we have so far?
We've got six.
Take
we've
off
got
Call
one.
Of
Duty. Fudge. Fuck, so I can't get rid of take both of those two. Oh, well.
See, the only reason I'm saying leave Call of Duty on is because if we're going to do...
No. I say take off Call of Duty.
I'd say take off Far Cry 3.
I say take off Assassin's Creed 3 or Call of Duty 2.
What? No. Yes. Are you kidding me? Take out Assassin's Creed 3?
Wait.
Michael. Okay, can I make my argument as to why I believe these?
Go.
Okay. The only reason I would be totally okay with either or being removed in terms of Assassin's Creed 3 or Black Ops 2 is that they are essentially the same game as the last one that came out for them both.
No, so, it's not. Are you kidding
okay,
me?
Okay, Michael. Well, in Assassin's Creed 3, you are running up walls, you are assassinating people, and you are wearing a white coat, just like the last game. Is there really a humongous difference between the two?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And you're playing in the U.S., not in Europe.
Oh, my God. I'm playing in a different area. Cool stories, Colin.
Shut up.
Cool
stories all around. Racist.
There's really not a big difference.
I mean, but the thing is, though, I would say compared to Black Ops 1, this Call of Duty is a lot better.
But it's still the same game.
I think we should take out Far Cry 3.
I'm
thinking Far Cry 3.
I can't go with Far Cry 3. I'd have to go with either Assassin's Creed 3 or Black Ops 2.
Well, the thing is, though, because if we're going to put this out in the polls, I think for the masses, for the people, I'm thinking Far Cry 3 at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what about Borderlands 2?
And because it's new
wait,
and nobody has played
wait, what
it so far.
Wait, did we not add Borderlands 2?
Take off Black Ops 2 and Far Cry 3 and add Borderlands 2.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
See, okay, we can agree Far Cry 3 goes off. We're agreeing on that.
Yeah,
but the only thing I'm thinking is, I think we add Borderlands 2 and get rid of Resident Evil 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Resident Evil 6 was good, actually.
I can't agree with Resident Evil 6 coming off.
Yeah, me too. It's a good game. It's not bad. It's actually improved on what happened on Resident Evil 5. Instead of standing there and shooting, now you can move and shoot.
Exactly. I don't like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate it, but it does. It's definitely quite a change from the last two games.
And if I'm going to be honest,
but that doesn't make it bad. But
if I'm going to be honest, I would rather pick up Call of Duty than play Resident Evil 6.
I have to disagree on that.
Yeah, I have to disagree on that.
Just for zombies alone.
Okay.
Well,
Resident Evil 6 is a zombie mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm saying Resident Evil 6 is an entire zombie game. Freaking Call of Duty just has their one snippet of zombies, which I will say that. I actually did research and I found out the person in the that I was playing as in our Call of Duty Zombies Let's Play was actually voiced by the guy who voices Robin in Teen Titans.
Shut up! Nobody cares.
Don't disrespect. But I will agree that is awesome. But at the same time, if you're only playing the game for an extra part of the game.
Yeah.
Then clearly that game is not worth being on a best game.
Okay, it's off. We got our five.
Okay, so alright, so let's recap what
I'll do, I'll go through them all and then we can just get back to normal. Which is what everyone wants. Yeah. Okay. For best movie, we've got Wreck-It Ralph, Avengers, Dark Knight Rises, Sinister, and Skyfall. For best TV show, we've got My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Breaking Bad, Walking Dead, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and Modern Family. Best internet video, we've got Red vs. Blue, Season 10, Episode 22, Gangnam Style, Yogscast Ghost Hunters, Meet the Pyro, and Forward Unto Dawn, Episode 4. Was my list. Best downloadable game, we've got Xbox 360 Edition of Minecraft, Trials Evolution, The Walking Dead, Slender, and Analog: A Hate Story. And the best game, we've got Borderlands 2, Mass Effect 3, Assassin's Creed 3, Halo 4, and Resident Evil 6.
There's lot of multiples of 3 in that.
There is. I noticed that as I was going. We should have picked Forward Unto Dawn Episode 3 and RVB Episode 3. And to be fair, if I would have gone
season
with...
Season 3, Episode 3.
But yeah, but even that. My Little Pony's in Season 3. Breaking Bad's in Series 3. Walking Dead's
know,
in Series
right?
3. And Modern Family's in Season 4, actually.
But it's Modern Family.
Whoa, way to break the chain.
Poor. But see, even the films I can relate to 3. Dark Knight Rises, the third Christopher Nolan Batman. Skyfall's the third movie as Daniel Craig as James Bond. Okay, stop the conspiracy.
Okay, let's
a
not
lot
make,
of three
black helicopters.
Okay, but they Google are the they are the nominations for the STF Google Podcast it. Awards 2012. We'll probably put a poll up somewhere on our website.
We should
Colton,
put a poll up and let
you
the
can
people
sort
decide.
Out. We'll do that, and what we're going to do is we'll announce what people think the winners will be, and then we'll actually do what we think the winners will be, which will be the real winners.
Are we going to let the people pick for
no,
our sixth
we're gonna
category?
Pick, no, they're going to pick
it'll,
something.
We'll have the people's choice and then our choice.
Wait. Whatever they say, it's wrong.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have the people's choice as to what they decided.
And then the real award is what
we
decide.
Are we
going to
let them add
well,
on
Well, not the
anything?
Really. It's just like that's the people's choice awards, and yeah. this is like the academia.
Exactly.
Josh.
Or for whatever counts
let...
as an academia with us.
Josh, are we going to let them add anything that we may have missed?
Nope.
No. Nope. Nope. These are the nominations. You may only choose from yeah. these nominations. If your yeah. favorite game or favorite movie wasn't on this, tough shit. Choose the second best that's on this
yeah.
one.
We will announce the winners on the last one of the year, which I think we record in...
3 weeks.
What is it? 2 or 3 weeks? 3 weeks. So yeah. A lot of time, so get voting.
That's if exactly. we don't
It makes
first.
No impact, but get voting.
Wait.
And if you don't
so
vote, then we're just going to do it ourselves.
Are we
going to
record this
be
before
really
the
boring.
War ends? Can we have
yeah.
a doomsday
we
no. Well.
21st.
When is it supposed to end?
21st.
It's supposed to be December 21st.
Oh. So should I...
It's a Friday.
Should I give my presents out yeah. before that, then?
You should.
It's a...
Let me see.
It's a Friday.
December 21st is the... Wow, on all the days it has to end. It has to end on a Friday.
Friday. It's almost like a prophecy from last year.
Yeah.
It's like, it's
told
Friday,
us.
Friday.
Think Gangnam Style will get a billion views.
You do. Get
Think
down on
Gangnam
your knees
Style
and pray to God.
You gotta get down ends. In the ground.
Gangnam Style beat
no,
all other YouTube
dude,
videos.
Do you think it'll get a
ended.
Billion views?
Probably.
The way it's going,
oh,
of course
shit.
It is.
It won't get shit.
Well, I don't even know what it's...
What
is it even on at the
like...
moment?
What?
920 million.
Dude,
it is ridiculous.
I'm going to get something to do with it. I'm going to do something so bad to Gundam Style, nobody will like it anymore.
What, are you going to dance
it?
Yeah.
Well, clearly you haven't seen Gungan Style.
I'm going to dance it, and I'm going to make Gundam Style
Are you
going to
have Josh record that? In
Michael,
internet?
You could...
Yes.
You don't want me to edit it.
No, he'll make me look stupid.
Exactly. Well, more stupid than you would already look, oh. but, you know.
You're an asshole.
You're the one gonna be... You're the one who says, oh, I'm gonna dance the Gangnam Style.
Yeah,
yeah, I can't wait to see how that looks.
And that's how I'm gonna destroy Gangnam Style.
Michael, you're gonna get 5 seconds... Michael, you're gonna get into 5 seconds of the song, the part where he's just, like, laying down at the beach, and you're like, oh, this is too hard, I'm just gonna quit right now.
Bullshit. Watch me.
Michael, you're going to, like, just be sitting there, and then you're just going to be too sweaty already to, like, get up.
Oh,
you asshole.
Wait, what's wrong with you?
I've just been thinking. I think we've missed some stuff, but I'll leave it
what?
For
that now. Just do it, bro.
The only Say thing it. I'm thinking is TV show, Game of Thrones.
Nobody's watched that.
I'll say no to it. Not because we've already like you know locked them in, but because from what I've heard about game, like, can you just quickly refresh my memory on what the plot is of Game of Thrones?
you put Tom. On
and
the spot.
This is what you want to be on the freaking best TV
Isn't,
show, the show you
oh,
don't even
know
the plot
so
to.
It doesn't have to do with the Dragonborn or something.
Isn't that Skyrim?
Is Skyrim 2012?
I would believe
no.
so, yes.
No. It came out last year.
No, Skyrim didn't come out.
It came out last year.
Oh, okay. wait, that's true. Oh,
I didn't like that. Not for me, that wasn't.
See, Tom, you want this to be on the freaking list, but you don't even remember what the hell it's about.
Oh, God, yeah, I went blank. Stupid.
You remember what everything else was about, but it's not freaking...
No, I've gone blank. Just leave it. I regret saying it.
God damn it, Tom.
Okay. Have any of you watched that World War Z trailer?
I think it's stupid.
I think it's stupid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've never read the book,
Have
but
oh
just looking
God.
At the trailer,
I've
think
read
it's
the
stupid.
Book. I love the book. And that trailer shows me nothing to do with the book.
Well, tell us, give us a brief history lesson on the World War Z book.
Well, the thing is, it's a bit impossible to give you the history because it's based on so many different people's telling of how the war was for them. It's hard to give it a roundup. It's because there's so many different, like,
so essentially
people that they speak to.
The book is more or less just like a bunch of stories in one.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like,
okay, so it kind of reminds me of what was that one Amy Tan book she wrote?
Essentially, it's set up like an interview sort of thing. So blokes going around and talking to these people about their experiences,
yeah,
and their stories with these.
Isn't basically the trailer starts off some guy that's
the trailer looks like it's a story just based on one bloke, but that bloke doesn't even exist in the book. It's just some dude who's with his family, and then everything happens. It looks like,
isn't that basically the premise of all zombie movies?
No,
guy with his family.
To me, it looks like I Am Legend in the space between his family, in the space between the evacuation and when he's on his own. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't like the concept of the zombies going up stuff.
Yeah, that looks really weird, and you can just see it's like millions of them just like piling on top of each other. That just,
yeah, and that doesn't sound like zombie behavior anyway.
I mean, no. It's, it annoyed me watching it.
But wasn't the author supposed to be, you know, overseeing the movie?
Well, see, that's, I mean, I heard that as well, but it's just still, even with that, it should be made.
All I know is the movie trailer's terrible. They should not make this movie at all.
Maybe it'll end up like the Mortal Kombat movie trailer and just never happen.
I hope so.
You guys have watched that though, right?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. What trailer, Josh?
The Mortal Kombat trailer for a movie they were trying to make.
And it never came out?
Yeah,
you
but
didn't
you
see
know
the trailer.
What we're talking about though, right?
The one where Sonya Blade and Jax was interviewing Baraka or something like that?
No, they were interviewing Scorpion.
Oh, yeah, Scorpion.
It was like, I don't know, something about like Sub-Zero.
It's
like, they wanted to kill Sub-Zero.
Baraka.
Baraka was like some doctor or something that attached
blades
to his hand.
He was black, too.
I guess if that constitutes black.
No, I mean, Baraka's not normally that color.
I know, but if that's what constitutes as an African-American man, then okay.
It's a Jamaica man.
You're making me crazy.
You got
and you
be
call
kidding.
Me racist.
Oh, Jew.
Dude, you're the one putting up pictures of watermelon and Jewish people.
Whoa, nobody knows about that.
I remember seeing the watermelon thing. I don't remember about Jewish people.
Then you not get the reference. Anyway, are we gonna wrap up here? I want to play some Fallout 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to wrap? Do you guys want to wrap up?
I don't think we've done anything.
We've only gone for an hour.
I mean, we really
45 minutes of that was the getting everything. All
the
nominations.
So what else do we have to talk about then?
Oh,
I have a shout out actually.
Shout out to the Twitter account.
Shout out to the RTF
SBATKK. He's a pretty cool guy.
God damn it, Colin.
Don't follow Michael.
Shut your little whore mouth up.
Sorry, carry on. Shout out to...
Okay, I just want to shout out to the RT After Dark guys for having me on the podcast 2 weeks ago and having these awesome community play dates.
I never get invited to a podcast.
Yeah,
well, that's because you're not as famous as me.
Michael, you're not famous. I'm pretty sure Tom is more famous for being on this podcast than you.
Yeah, right.
You know, even
British,
though everybody agreed,
well,
even
I mean,
though everybody
you know.
Agreed, I was probably the most popular one, you know.
Shut up. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, I have something in the works with them that I will reveal. Maybe to the next year, I'll reveal what we're doing.
In the next year. So you know, people, just look out for the next year for how many other podcasts we make for this to come true.
Next September, we will be announcing what we are doing.
Are you gonna tell us after the podcast? Or tell me at least.
Are we gonna?
No, I'm still trying to work it out. So I'll tell you guys once I've made.
Or
it
you can
why can't you just tell us later what you're planning?
I will tell you later, but not now. I gotta tease the people to give them what they want.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, look out for the video of me dancing to Gundam Style on Dance Central 3.
Wait, what?
What? Just Dance 4.
Whatever.
And me and Josh have already planned Just Dance 4.
Yeah, we are, like, okay, so I guess we're going to reveal this one because Michael's being such a cock tease right now.
Me and
Tom have decided that since you guys already, we already know that all of us are going to meet for New York Comic Con 2013 next
Hopefully.
Year, right?
Yep. That's
Tom
the
and I. Tom and
explode.
I. Tony posted a very interesting comment on my Facebook when I was talking about how I want to buy Just Dance to
but
get
Josh,
Gundam
Dance
Style.
Central 3
Calm down, Michael. Wait till my story's done. Just wait till my story's done. Tony was like, "I will pay you money to watch you dance to that." And I told Tom about this, and we both agreed that when you guys come over here, me and Tom are going to film ourselves playing the Just Dance version of Gundam Style.
But wouldn't Gundam Style be out of style by then?
Michael, Gundam Style.
It'll still be a
style.
Good video.
Yeah, it will.
Never. Gundam Style is forever.
But you could get Gundam Style on Dance Central 3, and it's a better game, actually, than Just Dance 4.
How do you know, Michael?
Because I saw the reviews, jackass.
Michael, reviews mean nothing until you've played the game. They're not trying to act as a deterrent for you to... Well, they basically are trying to act as a deterrent for you to play a game. But at the end of the day, you choose whether you feel the game is good or not. If you think it's good, all the more power to you.
I mean, I've played games that I've read reviews and they've been great, and I've loved them. I mean...
Exactly.
Oh, man, I forgot one show we should have put on.
It's
Futurama.
Not... No. No. Wow. Aww.
I'm sorry, but... I'm sorry. I like Futurama, but no.
No. No.
No.
Awkward silence, no.
Yeah, but that's going to be a plan for next year. You know, hopefully we'll remember to do it, but... Colton, do you want to join in?
What?
But
wait,
is
what?
It a two-player
wait,
thing?
Wait, what's
then?
Going on?
Yeah, but you can have more people... standing there doing it.
Playing Just Dance 3 or 4 or whatever.
We can have just Colton can be like the kid in the video when Sai's on the beach and he's just the kid's just like ready like does like the Michael Jackson.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Oh my god. This will be like probably when we make it and we will. God. It will probably be the greatest video I've ever made. Better than my thesis film, which
shut up.
Oh, that's one more thing. I actually forgot to mention that. I hope you guys
don't mind. Are you going to mention also that you're going to try to apply for Rooster Teeth?
Maybe like a year, but who knows. But anyways, I have to mention this. So I've been currently working on my thesis film called Question, which will probably be released on the internet somewhere into like the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Is it a question you're asking, or is that the name of the video?
That is the name of the video, the film, Question.
Oh, okay.
Which will be released on YouTube somewhere within 2 to 3 weeks. Probably 2 weeks, actually. Or a week.
We'll link it.
I will link it when it comes out. There was a part in the film where the father in the film was watching television, and my sound teacher reminded me there's a part in your movie that doesn't have any sound in it, so where is that sound? And I was like, oh, shit, I need to find, like, some video of, some audio of, like, something that would sound like a television show. So I actually took a part of one of our STF podcast episodes and made it into the audio for that television.
Really?
So, yeah, really.
What one?
I think it was actually the most recent one, episode...
The one with Emily in it?
It was the one where we were talking about South Park, because that is the part I used. Where we were talking about how I didn't like South Park because it like they were killing Jesus or something.
Yeah, that was the first time Emily came on the podcast.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
That,
yeah.
So yeah, that was the podcast that I used some of the audio for my thesis film.
Nice.
So I just want. So
when are we gonna see?
Did you put it in the credits?
You're a homeless gamer.
Wait, where I'm a homeless what now?
A homeless gamer.
Homeless gamer. What are you talking
about?
You
know somebody patted you on the head with your Princess Luna shirt.
No, I'm not a homeless gamer. I'm a homeless film student.
Okay, whatever, same thing.
That, which is called Arms of an AI Angel, it will be released sometime within the next... Well, I'll probably release it once Alpha Channel has been all said and done with, which will be... Alpha Channel will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow, somewhere in New York. I don't really remember where exactly, but I'll be going to it, and I'll be screening that.
Wait,
there.
Tomorrow you're coming here?
I will be tomorrow. Well, tomorrow. Well, I guess this will, considering this.
You mean Monday, right?
Monday, December 10th is Alpha Channel, which this podcast will probably be the release after that.
Yeah.
So that will be released, and then I will release Arms of an AI Angel on Tuesday, most likely, onto my YouTube channel, Your Ex-Henchman.
Why don't you just release it on the STF podcast?
Because it has nothing to do with the STF podcast, stupid.
You're part of the STF podcast.
Yeah,
I don't post
that
on
is
my
not an STF podcast video.
I don't post on my videos. It's a personal thing. Podcast.
Exactly. It is.
Yeah, thank God you don't post your things.
Yes, really. I think anyone trying to actually legitimately look for me for a job would like just run away, if that were the case.
Yeah, they'll hire Cartman instead.
They'd watch any of Michael's Let's
Play.
That's
why you just put
this guy trying to.
I just put everything in a playlist.
Paid.
Hey, I'm in those ones.
Yeah,
well,
Michael
well,
does.
Saying, well, ones. See,
Michael
it's,
doesn't
it's 'cause of
edit
Michael
anything.
That those aren't good.
So
good
I don't see why he'd be going for a job or. In filmmaking.
No, but if I posted material.
Wait, that's a lot. I've been practicing editing.
On
haven't
what?
You got one like you're supposed to be releasing soon enough?
Well, I was doing a Let's Play on something.
Which
but
I think
I'm
you've
gonna,
already mentioned.
I,
the...
yeah,
oh yeah,
really.
I forgot. I mentioned it already. Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
I'm still recording it. I haven't finished it yet.
Are you recording the whole thing in one go?
Yep.
Michael, you do realize you usually release them in bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Well, since I don't know how to edit, I gotta wait till you can.
You mean you just cut a piece of film and then you just
well,
use
the part
you
are you
want?
Recording your audio while you're
Ooh,
recording
I'm
the video
sorry.
Or are you gonna do voiceover?
Yes, I'm recording my audio while I'm recording the video.
That makes it a lot easier for you. All you do is cut the video and then you just play the audio back over the top of it.
I mean, Tom's not even an editor. He does that all the time.
Is that well? To be fair, though, I'm getting a bit better.
But I mean, like, are you doing what they're doing with the Halo montages?
Obviously, it's not prop. But the stuff that I've done the last couple of videos,
I mean, it's
been
enjoyable. I'm not gonna lie. Like the recent Call of Duty Let's Play that me and Tom were in, which you can watch right now on the SDF podcast website.
I enjoyed that one on YouTube. I did laugh quite a lot.
That was a good one. And Tom, I did find your laugh, your scream in the Let's Play.
Show me that later, because I always...
I'll show it to you later, but I heard it. Either, like, you spazzed out.
Was a lot better.
Mine's was pretty legit, but that... In my defense, I didn't know there were jockeys in Call of Duty Zombies. I did not know there was jockeys in Call of Duty Zombies. That was not fair.
Okay, so should we start wrapping up then?
Why are you so eager to get away?
Yeah, really, dude.
I
want
to play some games, actually.
We'll go play some games. Well, that's fit. We're
finished. Oh, I remember.
Yeah, you can get the hell out of here if you want.
That was one of the best portions of a podcast we never released. It was just us three. It was like...
What?
Really early. Like, because...
We're gonna get
like,
how come you guys
I think
never
it was that
it?
One with the... When we were first... I don't know. Yeah, I think...
Oh, I think
should
I know
be able,
about,
should
yeah.
remember. It was one of the best ones, and we never got to release it. Yeah,
that happens a lot with this.
I do all I can.
You gotta stop doing that, actually.
All
well, then stop.
Stuff.
Okay, maybe you can stop inviting guests who never
and
come and give us their audio.
That's a lie.
Yes.
The last guest,
the
last
one
the
out of
one.
Three.
The one before didn't.
Literally,
the
one out
before
of three.
That was my bad. Okay.
And what about the one before that one?
What was the one before that one?
Like the one ages ago that we got the one like bits and pieces.
That was not my fault.
That was Colton's
fault.
How was
that my fault? How
was
that
Colton?
Fault?
Was
yeah,
that Colton?
Kind of...
What?
How was it?
No.
I'm sure
no,
it was
no,
you
no.
that invited.
I'm pretty sure it was Michael.
Okay,
I'm
what?
Sure it was Michael. It was Michael's fault.
We won't drop names, but...
There have been several times we've invited people into the podcast to be guests.
That's why you should always say it to us
before. So, wait, is Emily a member now, or is she still a guest status?
I think we should invite her to the Brotherhood of the STF podcast.
Well, this isn't so much of a brotherhood as this is a frat party.
And now it won't be a brotherhood anymore
if
we got
actually,
a woman.
It's not a frat party, because...
I'll take some apple
juice. It won't be a brotherhood if we get a woman, though.
No, because... Joshua doesn't drink, Colton's 16, and Tom is a mean drinker.
Tom had an awesome story from Reddit.
Drink
a little bit. Yeah, there's another story that I don't think I'll ever tell you.
Oh my god, will you stop going on about that?
How many times have you mentioned that?
He mentions that every week, and even says it to me when it's not like if I'm just speaking to him normally. It's just
like
bring it up.
Like we'll
really annoying.
Dude, if we bring it up,
like, we'll
so
just
much,
be,
somebody's
we'll just
gonna
be
wanna
messaging
know.
Back and forth, and all of a sudden I'll just go, "Remember Reading?"
Yeah. I think it was like about, I know you did it this week.
It was.
Like, I was just speaking to you normally. I think I was asking you something. I wanted to find out something, and I thought I'd ask you. And it's just like, so are you ever going to tell that story in the podcast? I was like, really? Now, I'm trying to get your help.
Well,
and you want to talk
tell
about
Josh that after we're done recording. Don't tell Michael, though, because he'll... I don't want to have to edit it out.
No, I could keep a secret.
Yeah, like, honestly, Michael, you have, like, a mean streak of just, like, saying stuff you shouldn't be saying on the podcast.
Oh,
and then
wait.
That was just to screw you over, Josh, for something you did to me.
Okay, what about that one time Colton was being all Shadow Broker-ish,
yeah,
and then you go and say what I'm typing out that you shouldn't have been saying?
Yeah,
wasn't
that
the
one was to
where
get
that
one
was, like,
over
the
on you.
Good one that we didn't release? Where I...
No, that was the one that we did release. I keep on having to tell you and Tom all the time that is the one we released.
Was
all
it?
The time.
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't listened back. I keep meaning to, like, go back and do it.
Josh,
The
reason why I did that, because you screwed me over in something, and it was time for you to get a little revenge.
Michael, how does saying personal information on an internet podcast count as... suitable revenge?
I call it justice.
Michael, that's an invasion of privacy.
So what? Colton does that to us every day.
Yeah, but he doesn't post it on the internet.
You don't know that. Maybe he has another website somewhere that says joshuasecrets.com.
That's a
dick move.
Yeah,
really. It'll just be... I don't know what I'm going to call it. It's not just going to be Josh, though. Exactly.
You don't want to tell us what it is. Otherwise, we'll never find it.
He'll be
It'll
like
be like
Wiki
the
Leaks.
Best of Michael Perez.
You already did that one already.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's
I
such
still
a
can't believe the
tab.
Cock and the Fist is number one still.
What's number one?
Oh, my God, it's Colton.
Cock and Fist.
The hell is that?
It's
oh,
where
wow,
I shove
is...
my
Dude,
cock up your fist.
Do you know that there is actually... for sale
shadowbroker.com
like that is actually a website you can buy it.
How
you want to know how
it?
Much you can buy for $1,800
yep,
are you kidding me
it's to buy the to buy the rights
well that's
to
just
shadowbroker.com
Mass Effect right
more
well,
less.
Well,
yeah,
no,
that's true
well, it's not because
no,
of you
it's not because of me
clearly
Colton, if we start making money from this, I will buy you that.
Yes,
because
we're definitely going to have like an extra $1,895 to spend on
yes.
the website.
Yes.
No.
Merry Christmas.
It doesn't cost anything to make the podcast.
Yeah, we're better off. Well, I mean, you know.
Not yet.
Yet.
No. So,
No.
Colin, did you see the new ponies today?
I haven't seen
today?
It yet.
I don't know, this yesterday?
I have it ready to watch. I just need to watch it.
No?
Dude.
You never see it.
It was a good one.
I'm trying to load Colton.com.
I mean,
I still don't like last week's episode, though.
Colton.com.
God.
What's
Josh,
wrong with you? What, Michael?
I still hate last week's episode.
Why do you hate it so much?
Because it involves douche ponies.
But she's not
well,
a
she
bitch anymore.
Well, she started out
well,
as...
Well, she might as well will.
Might as well will.
Yeah,
oh,
Michael,
no,
you have worse English than Tom.
How? I've got best English here.
You got best English?
best English? The best.
No, you said best English. So,
yeah, I think I did, but you know what I meant.
You left yourself. You're done.
Okay, so, apparently Colton, if you go to Colton.com, it's for a company called ColtonTel, which I guess is like television, internet, and phone company thing.
Is that good or not?
But where is this located in?
I don't think so. Huh.
See, now I don't want to know what Tom.com is. It's a Chinese site.
It is.
I don't. Is it Chinese or Japanese?
What the heck? Are you?
There's like a windowsill with a cat laying in the windowsill, and if you click the cat, it meows.
Oh, dude, that's disgusting. Dude, I found. I decided. Like, you guys have all seen. The Family Guy episode where they do a parody of episode 6 of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Do you know the part where Peter talks about hanjobs.com?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I decided to actually look up hanjobs.com. Do you want... Listen to this. Before the website loads up, you know how usually on the top of your browser, it says what... Like, it says the name of it and what it is?
Yeah.
It said hanjobs.com, the best place to find hand jobs.
What did you expect typing that in?
No. But then the website loads up, and it's literally just a job search. And that's it. It's not porn.
Really?
Well, that's disappointing.
Yeah, I'm not even joking. This is hilarious. Well, I'm sure for you.
I mean, no, I'm not looking at anything.
Stop watching hand jobs.
And stop going to 4chan already.
Hey, 4chan has quality pictures.
Yeah, I bet you look over there for pictures.
I prefer Reddit.
They're not safe for work, Reddit. Nah.
You know, I think, you know, that is one thing I find weird, that people care about all these websites I've never been to or never care to be going to. Some of them I find just completely stupid. I don't know why people think they're necessary. Like, I have this friend who is, like, obsessed with Tumblr, and she thinks I'm completely weird for the fact I don't use Tumblr and that there's something wrong with me.
I've been on Tumblr. I don't understand it.
Yeah,
I don't even know what it is.
It's just, like, it's literally a website that is somewhat similar to Twitter, but people use it mostly just to post pictures. I mean, some have like these Tumblr sites where they have
question sort of. It's like Twitter mixed with Instagram, isn't it, in a way?
More or less, yes. But it's just like, what is the point of this? Mm. Like, what are you trying to do with this website? Like, is it supposed to be like a social site? Because there's nothing social about Tumblr.
I think that's the whole idea of it, but it just doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. And then there's Reddit, which I've never been on Reddit, except for this one time a friend sent me to watch to read a Ouija board story. But besides that, I have never been on the site, and I have never
I go to Reddit.
On the site. People call me weird for not going
Reddit
on it
daily.
So what happened in the
Although
Ouija
you
board
people,
story?
People that use Reddit, though, they can still get our stuff through Reddit, so keep going.
But what is
it.
The point of Reddit? What is the point of it?
Oh, well, I only use it to post up our stuff. That's it. I don't use it for any
to pass the time.
Thing.
But why do people use Reddit?
I use it like.
But why not just go on YouTube?
Because I don't always want to watch videos. Sometimes, because there is some,
You want to look at pictures of watermelons
because there is
Jewish
some,
people.
There is some okay, let me try that again. There are some education.
Wow, Tom, way to not be offensive.
There is some educational stuff, and I like to read that occasionally.
Learn.
You
like
to
learn.
So you like to be edumacated.
Edumacational.
Colton likes to learn.
Yeah, learning.
Colton wants to...
I don't like learning it.
Reading's for nerds, but apparently Reddit is a good
place to learn.
I don't
like to learn at school, but like... If I find something interesting, I'll figure that out.
Well, then I guess you're a nerd.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. But then again, it's just like... Also, I don't understand the use of dig.
Dig? What the hell is that?
It's sort of like Reddit.
Yeah, it was Reddit before Reddit was Reddit.
It didn't exist.
It was Tom.com.
Dig was the Reddit before Reddit came out.
What is com.com? No, com.com.
No, just com.com.
It probably goes to a portal site.
I doubt that.
It's loading. It redirects to CNET.
Communication.
It redirects to CNET. CNET.
Did you say Skynet?
No, CNET.
Oh.
Is it like a place to download stuff or something? I think.
Skynet.
Someone's been watching too much Terminator.
Yeah.
You don't know. Maybe that's what's going to happen December 21st.
Nothing's going to happen.
Itself away.
Michael, I'll tell you what's going to happen December 21st. I'm going to be ready for Christmas.
Heck yeah. Getting my...
That's what's going to happen. And I'm going to be watching Goku versus Superman.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Goku versus Superman is 21st also.
Does anyone besides me and Michael watch Death Battles here?
No.
No, as in you don't watch it, or no, as in you're not... Well, okay, it's a web series, which, damn it, I should have put that for, like, web videos. But
yeah,
anyways,
we forgot.
But whatever, that's fine. It's basically a series where they, like, take two characters, like, fictional characters, and put them against each other based on research to see
to
who would... Basically, who would win a fight to the death. They've done, They've done Blanka versus Pikachu, Link versus Cloud, Spawn versus Kratos, Master Chief versus Doom Guy, Mario versus Sonic, which hasn't been done already, Shadow the Hedgehog versus Vegeta, and a whole lot more. It's a very
Koopa
cool show.
Versus the Goombas.
Yeah, the Koopas versus the Goombas.
Wasn't Mario and Sonic settled at the Olympics?
Well, this is like a battle to the death for Mario versus Sonic.
Oh.
Yeah. But... They announced that on December 21st, they'll be finally doing Goku versus Superman, which apparently has been one they've been requested to do like 100 times already. And then
They should have done in the first place.
Well, I mean, I didn't really care, but like it does sound interesting, but I have my money right now on Goku winning.
I got my money on Goku also.
Tom, in a battle between Superman and Goku, who do you think would win?
Probably Goku.
The Hulk.
Colton? Fuck you. But
I want to see a death Hulk battle between Hulk and somebody else.
We already had this conversation.
Of course he would win.
No, the Hulk versus the
Hulk
Russian
wins every time.
Gonna win.
The Hulk.
No, I heard the Russian. I heard the Russian make the Hulk cry. So you know.
No, that's bullshit.
Brings up his past.
You're full of bullshit.
Oh god.
The Russian is forever.
So he's gonna cry to death.
Yes.
That's the way you kill him.
The Hulk doesn't cry, Josh. The Hulk just gets mad.
Apparently
and
he does.
No, because the Russian made him cry.
You mentioned his childhood. Apparently he cried.
All right. Knock it off.
Is anyone looking forward to The Hobbit?
I am going to go watch The Hobbit with some friends.
I am going to watch it on Friday.
The Hobbit.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay, it doesn't make any sense to me. You guys get The Hobbit at the same time we're getting The Hobbit, but you don't get Wreck-It Ralph
What day is The Hobbit out for you?
Friday.
I was out Thursday.
Wait, what?
I was out on the 13th.
Well, still, it's around the general... It's basically the same time.
I know, it's weird, isn't it?
I don't get that.
Disney films are quite regular with the releases. Like, we'd get it a lot later than you would.
That doesn't make any sense to me at all, though. That's because Disney does not like the UK.
But I seem to remember it's always Disney films, because I remember it's like Brave as well. We didn't get that until quite late, when I already knew it had been out, and I've already like seen reviews and everything about it.
Spoiler, her mom is a bear.
Wait, what?
Oh, Lord.
God.
That's not
really
not
like the biggest spoiler
of
the film, though, is it?
Not really, but that's but it's the most
it's
hilarious.
Like part of like the main story, so it's not really.
It's
okay,
not.
It's great. I think it was quite good.
I mean, it was. It was like I have a friend who's like a humongous fan of Disney. He probably like would kiss Walt Disney if he had the chance.
He'd probably suck his dick.
He even told me Brave wasn't that impressive.
It was, I thought it was better compared to probably some other things.
Everything's better than Cars, so you know.
I haven't seen Cars.
Well, then you're a good person.
Thank you.
What about you, Colton?
What? What are we even talking about? Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen Cars?
Cars.
Did you like Cars?
Shut the fudge up.
Yeah. See, you have one person who likes Cars.
Oh my god. Damn the world and everyone in it.
Alright, how long have we been going on? Like an hour 25? Should we start wrapping up?
I still don't get why you're so eager to get away. What is going on with you?
Yeah, seriously, Michael. I mean, I understand why they play games and everything. I mean, but like, damn, man.
And today, I feel like we could go on for a bit.
Sorry, but I'm just a little sick, man.
Apparently not. Do you want to go throw up?
I'm kind of dying here. I got cancer.
Wow, Michael. Wow. Way to make the most offensive joke in the world.
Oh, I don't think we can end on that.
Actually, Josh, I didn't say what type of cancer.
It doesn't matter.
Really,
you are an offensive jackass, Michael.
No, I'm not. You want to know who's an offensive jackass? Hitler.
Well, I'm not going to argue that, but you're still an idiot.
Shut up. Anyway, who wants to say the,
We're not going. We're not ending on that. That is a poor thing to end on. No. Josh. Are you excited to go and watch The Hobbit, then?
I think The Hobbit sucks balls. I'm not going to lie to you, Tom, right now.
Okay.
I have never actually watched any of the Lord of the Rings films. But what has been decided by me and my friends is that Thursday, starting at like 9 in the morning, we are going to beast through every single Lord of the Rings extended movie and then go watch The Hobbit.
I've got a lot of time for that. That is a great idea. Do you know what? I might do that. On Thursday, I might watch them all.
That was decided, and I was like, let's do this.
Do you know what? That's a great idea. I'm going to do that.
Nah, I still think The Lord of the Rings sucks balls.
Have you watched it?
Yes.
Have you watched all three movies?
Yes.
Do you remember anything about those movies?
No, because
I thought it was too
horrible and long.
Michael, you can't actually formulate it. You can't say something sucks if you have no recollection of it.
Well, I can't remember most of it, but I just thought, who the hell wants to watch midgets walking for three movies?
Well, we watched the Austin Powers movies, so you know.
Huh?
You watch Austin Powers, so you
nice.
Know.
Well, that's because that's funny.
Nice.
I like it when he says, shag me right, baby.
Yeah, you'd wish someone would do that to you, though.
Mm-hmm. What a bloke.
Exactly, that's my point.
I bet you Tom could say that. Come on, Tom, say it.
What?
Say shag.
Oh, God.
Say what?
Say shag.
Why would I say that? How dare you?
You're racist.
Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah, you want him to say every British term in the book.
Because it's funny.
That's a Brit.
That and bollocks.
Yeah, probably is.
Oh, no, that and bollocks.
You don't even know your own language.
I know my language.
Well, then say it, damn it.
No, I'm not your performing monkey.
He's not your trained monkey.
Yes, yeah. He is.
That's Colton.
I feed him bananas every day.
No.
Oh, wow, I'm kidding.
What's going on
right now?
No, he's not.
I don't even think Colton's alive yet.
He's indulging in 50 Shades of Grey.
How is that being that's the whips and chains?
What?
How's the whips and chains book going for you?
Has you it know, got you can just call it S&M and everyone would understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Or you can sing it like Rihanna.
Well,
no,
hey, that's some quality music right
it's
there.
Really
I can't
not.
Sing right now. My voice is
not. I'm not gonna lie, I have that on my iPod.
I
What's
do.
Up, my
I
hizzle,
actually, you
hizzle,
know,
shizzle,
I don't even want to. I don't think I do. No, I don't.
All right, so who's gonna plug
Whoa,
us in?
What are you plugging in?
Whoa, plug us in.
Have you not been recording this whole time?
Wait, we're recording?
What?
Nothing.
We were recording.
Just, a technical joke.
What? We're live?
No, joke.
No, we're not live.
Hey, what? Wait, I got a question before we go. What if we're in the? What if we are imagined by another race of people?
Okay.
What if we're just
Michael, I'm just gonna stop you right there, because I want someone to actually end the podcast on a good note, and that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. So, Tom, say something that'll, like, you know, salvage that. Because we could have ended on The Hobbit, and we would have been fine.
I can read out the nominations again.
You know what? You know what? That is fine. Tom, you are going to read out the nominations one more time.
Do you want to do the plugs first, and then I'll go through the nominations?
Yeah, let's do the plugs first.
Tom, if you're going to read out nominations, should you do the plugs too then?
Yeah, fine. Well, where are we going to post the nominations? Okay, don't worry, I know what I'm doing. Okay, where do I start? We now have a website,
yeah,
don't
SCF
we,
Pod-
Colton?
It's scfpodcast.blogspot.com.
What is it? Also, you can subscribe to us in YouTube, and the channel name Michael is...
That'd be the
STF podcast. It's just STF podcast. Don't add the.
Then why did you ask him if you knew?
Because I wanted to see if he knows. You can also follow us on Twitter at, what is it, Josh?
At STF podcast. En español es.
You can follow me on
Twitter.
Follow me on Twitter.
We also have a Bruce Steve page, which is the State in the Facts podcast. Also, we have a Facebook page, which is STF podcast, or is it State in the Facts podcast? I can't remember. It's one
of
those.
Are you sure you didn't want to ask someone else?
No, I thought I'd actually give.
Like a giant
I'll put a bit in a bit of effort.
Well, that's always good.
It is. Also, subscribe on iTunes. We have other episodes up there. Download those, and watch our stuff. Listen to it, and why not? And we're gonna put these nominations out. Somewhere we'll put a post out sometime in the week, knowing
hey,
where we're going to put
plug
them.
Our group page?
I don't know. We'll think about it. But I will go through the nominations again. So if you want, just go and start voting. For best movie, we have Wreck-It Ralph, The Avengers, Dark Knight Rises, Sinister, and Skyfall. For best game, we've got Borderlands 2, Mass Effect 3, Assassin's Creed 3, Halo 4, and Resident Evil 6. For best downloadable game, we've got Minecraft, the Xbox 360 edition, Trials Evolution, The Walking Dead, Slender, and Analog: A Hate Story, which I have no idea what that is.
Go play it.
I will. Best internet video, we have Red vs. Blue Season 10, Episode 22, Gangnam Style, Yogg's Cast, Gary's Mod, Ghost Hunters, Meet the Pyro, and Halo... Forward Onto Dawn, Episode 4. And for Best TV Show, we've got My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Breaking Bad, The Walking Dead, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and Modern Family. They are the nominations for the STF Podcast Awards 2012. And I take it we shall see you next week. So long, people.
Don't follow Michael
on
Twitter.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Don't.
Screw you, hippie.